Even though work on the Highway 520 bridge project is underway, it's not quite clear what path the bridge would take from Lake Washington to I-5. But yesterday, that path became a little clearer. A Seattle City Council committee discussed a series of possible recommendations for the state transportation department. KUOW's Derek Wong reports.
The City Council's 520 committee discussed a resolution that would formally respond to WSDOT. The draft resolution asks WSDOT to shift the Portage Bay Bridge portion to the north. The city says that would speed up construction time. The proposal also asks the state to keep the Portage Bay Bridge as narrow as possible, and it requests more studies of a bike and pedestrian path on that bridge and on the lid that would cover the interchange in Montlake. Fran Conley lives in North Capitol Hill. She used to be opposed to the project, but now when she looks at the city's wish list, she's happier.
They're big changes. It really amounts to a rethinking of the West Side.
It's a big enough change that she thanked council members at the meeting. After the initial bridge designs were announced, she sued the state, unsuccessfully. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.